Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The dark cabal, herding us like sheep, is only able to maintain its power by staying invisible. The most effective way of maintaining invisibility is, and always has been, the art of dividing the masses. This psychological operation, known as divide and conquer, has been deployed for all of recorded history because it works, especially with organized religion, which is ruled by dogma rather than a personal relationship with God. Dogma is a belief doctrine dictated by a church, and if you are born into a dogmatic family, then you are raised to believe their dogma. As a result, you will see all conflicting religious dogma as evil. You will be divided and conquered. The main religions used to divide and conquer mankind are the three Abrahamic religions. Judaic dogma teaches the Jew that they are a member of the chosen race destined to rule over everyone else as a teacher of God's law. Islamic dogma teaches that all of mankind must somehow submit to Islam. And while there are reportedly 40,000 different denominations of Christianity, most Christian dogma teaches that Christians will live in paradise for eternity while everyone else burns in hell. Many people raised in these religions have been able to personally connect with God and liberate themselves from the device of dogma. But many others are stuck in group mind think. They conflate Holy Scripture and a priest class with God and put their faith in a doctrine written by man. It has become the most powerful form of mind control, and so whoever controls the Holy Land controls the world. In Revelation 2:9 of the King James Bible, it warns of the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. We are beginning to see this today with the Zionists, who say they are Jews and are not. With the help of the United Nations, the British Crown, the Vatican, the Nazis, and the Rothschild banking dynasty, the land formerly known as Palestine was conquered with bloodshed, lies, and bureaucracy. The Zionists, who claim to be secular, declared the land to be Israel, home of the Jews, and successfully thrust the once thriving Middle East back into the Middle Ages. The relatively peaceful region was soon transformed into an unending war zone. Decades of U.S. war crimes radicalized many of the Muslim population into becoming terrorists. The creation of the State of Israel in 1948 would have never been successful if it were not for the Jewish Holocaust. Even though the Palestinians had nothing to do with it, the Holocaust was effectively used as an emotional excuse for what would otherwise be an illegal land grab. And while few deny that Hitler was murdering Jews, many have pointed out that 6 million would have been logistically impossible. So why the number 6 million? For several decades preceding World War II, the Zionists repeated the mantra, 6 million, referring to the death of 6 million Jews. A six followed by six zeros can also be read as 66, which can be read as two-thirds. Certain radical sects of Judaism and Christianity believe that two-thirds of the Jews must perish. It appears as if the Zionists created Israel as a sacrificial altar to make this happen, repeating the lesser magic mantra of what they want to make manifest. Today we are seeing Zionists begging for genocide, calling out to kill them all, and gaslighting us into thinking there never was a Palestine, while saying we should flatten it and turn it into glass. We are seeing Christian pastors cheer for mass murder, pastors saying that Israel should make the Gaza Strip a parking lot, and several evangelical pastors who speak as if Christ will only return if we provide him the blood sacrifice taught in their extreme dogma. As Israel pushes forward, radicalized young Muslim men who have had their homes destroyed by American bombs are now spread throughout Western nations. The stage is set for the Holy War, and many are willing to murder in the name of their dogmatic beliefs. Extremists of all three religions are being used by the hidden hand to foment this war, while the Catholic Church has been making preparations for a one-world religion solution. Divided, we will be conquered. But united, we could learn to live as one, in peace. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Please, remember, we are listener-supported, and we've got something back in stock that everybody needs that is so good to have in your medicine cabinet supports the broadcast. We've got the best 30 parts per million colloidal silver out there. It's Silver Bullet. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to support the show, plus have something in your medicine cabinet, have to give to others. It's topical. You can also take it orally. It really does a lot of amazing things, anti-infection, you name it. Nothing's a silver bullet, but it's as close to a silver bullet as you're going to get. Silver Bullet, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. And we also have Brain Force Ultra, the incredible fast-acting nootropic, back in stock, 60% off, part of the big sale. The new sale we've got. Immune support, organic, green fibers, 50% off. Those are both incredible. Vitamin D3 gummies, amazing. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Mark England's our guest of Enlifted.me. We got 10 minutes left before our next guest joins us. Don't let me interrupt. Finish up your great points.
So, when someone does a mediocre job, I'm telling a story of me right now, and I have. I've done a mediocre job of dismantling, remediating my victim mentality, you will react differently in the world. So like I said, move to Thailand, my knee falls off, darkness descends. In 2018, my buddy and I, Mike Bledsoe, were at a 10th Planet gym, Eddie Bravo's style of jiu-jitsu. And my jiu-jitsu, it should be in a museum. It was late 90s, early aughts. And so I go in there and we take a couple classes and we roll at the end, and I'm rolling one of their good dudes, or all good dudes, like good dudes and good dudes. And he puts me in something that I thought I knew what it was, and that I could get out, and I couldn't. And all of a sudden my elbow explodes. And it sounds like Jurassic Park, right? In a jiu-jitsu room, when that stuff happens, when someone gets something like nicely ripped out of socket, they rip my arm out of socket, or I ripped my arm out of socket, it makes a certain noise. And the guy let go, and I look at my elbow, and I look back at him, and I look at my elbow, and I go to my calendar. And I think, okay, well, that kettlebell certification on it, yeah, we're not going to do that. We'll take that off. And we've got Paleo Effects in 6 weeks. And I can run a booth with one arm. That's okay. Pascal's going to come out. And hey, Mike, we need to leave because I done it. And I did. I got to get a Tommy John to fix my elbow. And I turned what could have been a mountain, Alex, into a molehill because I knew how to breathe. I kept breathing well the whole way through, and I knew how to use my words to stay focused on what was happening right here and right now. And that right there, buddy, is the definition, or it's the difference, excuse me, it's the difference between a revolution and an evolution. Be very wary of anyone who says we need a revolution. I doubt they understand what they're talking about.
Yeah, most of those go bad.
They will, because revolve, the whole thing's coming back around. It's in the words and it's in the breath. When someone wants a revolution, a lot of times they've got a lot of unresolved personal stuff going on.
We need to transcend it.
Exactly. And a nice slice of righteous anger. And the breath is trapped in the chest. And that goes Viva la Revolution or any color revolution. It's all coming back around again, including the guillotines and the people to learn that lesson the hard way.
That's like the Who song. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Or the dum-dums that started it. And
well, that's just Saturn. It's just...
Exactly. Then there's something called an evolution. So breath trapped in the chest, you're getting a revolution. Let's contextualize this. This is your personal life too, everybody. I worked with a woman who her and her mom came home and found her dad cheating in the house, kicked him out. Okay, it was this little girl's world went from flat to round, kicked him out of the house, and then divorced, and then all through middle school and high school, her mom would tell her from time to time, you can't trust men. They're all dogs. They all want. They all just want one thing. You can't trust them. Just can't trust them. And then she goes out into her life, and she said that she had the same relationship with five different men because that victim-centric story was stuck in the background, breath trapped in the chest, revolving.
With pattern recognition, she was repeating it.
1,000%. History doesn't repeat itself. It rhymes. That's true. And then if we use different words, tell better stories, our breath is going to unlock, descend, and when people's breath individually and collectively, you're breathing good, low and slow, write those words down, then you get the evolution. Then things move forward and they become better and they improve. Do not go for revolution, everybody. Go for evolution. Do not go for a personal revolution. Go for a personal evolution. Do not go for a collective revolution. Go for a collective evolution. And then to finish up what we're talking about with the churches, if you pick the 10 most powerful statements, prayers, and write them out and have the whole congregation read them with a breath in between. You were alluding to that. What happens? I'm not literate with the Bible, but when a group of people collectively
agree upon something, God says do that.
Exactly. And then how much easier do you think that's going to be when?
Well, it magnifies it.
With the breath, yeah. There's the Council of Nicaea.
Well, God created the earth with his breath.
We're talking about powerful forces here, folks. And I first learned about this from Greg Braden in his Isaiah effect. I believe it was the 14th century. The Council of Nicaea took out books out of the Bible on how to create the feeling of having the thing already done. And if someone is praying or using affirmations and their breath is trapped in the chest, it's not sinking in. You're just going to get this weird mental thing, and you're going to keep repeating it, and you don't feel it, and then somebody says, oh, you need to do it for 108 days till it sinks in your subconscious.
Now, all my prayers that have come true is when I pray with my dad, usually, which I've only done like probably 10 times, and we just, it's like in the body. You feel it. It's like it's happening.
He just said it. I didn't. He just said it. If you get your breath in between the words, the spaces, the sentences, then it gets into your body. If the breath is trapped in the chest, remember, revolution, the stuff that you want to come out of you, those old feelings of resentment and grief and sadness and anger and bitterness, all the stuff, if your breath is trapped in your chest, all the stuff that you want to come out of you is not coming out, and the stuff that you want to bring in is not getting in. The languages of people, we'll just go English. The way people are using English, it is trapping their breath, and we're getting the revolution. So we are the fulcrum. We are the fulcrum for this, and that's good news. And yeah, shout out to El Salvador. We're coming down there in a couple months. Max Kaiser, I want to hang out with you. We want to hang out with you. Diamond Hands, we're part of that. And we'll give some workshops down there, El Salvador, because y'all are cool, and we're coming.
Where would you say the Great Awakening is right now? Because I feel a lot of positive potential, but the enemy's tracking back.
You know, how about my Great Awakening? My Great Awakening is right here, right now with you. This is wild, man. Wild and fun, and it feels oddly normal. And then, you know, my Great Awakening is with my friends. You know, I surround myself with badasses. People that are using their words in powerful, cool, constructive ways. They're breathing well. That means they're listening. Okay. If someone's breathing in their chest, they're not listening. Okay. If someone breathes low and slow, they're listening. You get around a group of people that are listening well, that's fun. It creates breathing well. It creates that warm warmth. Because it's an inside out job. So I like what's happening. I like what's happening. I didn't expect this whole thing to be easy. Okay. And Lord knows what's going to happen for me coming on this show. You know what? Okay, I love what you said. I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but if you want to fight, let's fight. We have Cup of Jones, man. I got a decent Alex Jones impersonation. My business partner's got a really good one.
I don't know how this is all going to end.
Kimberly.
But if you want to fight, you better believe you got one. I've been friends with Mike Judge a long time. He did some liners for us. And people thought, like, well, that's pretty close to Mike Judge, but all it's like Mike Judge. So that's my Alex Jones invitation.
You know that indie song? The indie song? I can sing the whole thing. I'm angry.
I've had enough.
I've had enough of these people.
Bunch of Christian murderous scum.
They're a bunch of Christian murderous scum running giant death factories, keeping babies alive, selling their body parts. What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face this scum. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green looking skin and they run around singing, "We love Satan, we want to eat babies."
I've got them on video.
I've got them on video. And they keep going. Dude, I listened to that. Yeah. So
they put that out to attack me. It had like 70 million views.
Nerd.
And I went, "I love it." And they pulled it. That was Time Warner paid for that. That's actually my words. Hey, listen, love having you here. Mark, we love you. Everybody should visit the website, enlifted.me. Got our next big guest coming in. Get on the plane back to the Carolinas and come back to town. And we look forward to hanging out with you, brother.
Thank you, Alex.
And who knows? Max Kaiser is trying to get me to go down to El Salvador with him, and I think I may do it.
No, we're going to go down there.
In 2 years, the most dangerous country in Latin America, now the safest.
I love it. See, that's the point. You take it's Aikido.
Things flip very quickly.
Jiu-jitsu.
All right. Enlifted.me. All right, our next big guest is coming up. Thank you so much, sir.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
What more do you need to know about these people? I go out and face these stones. They literally crawl out from under rocks. They have green and blue skin. And they run around screaming, "We love Satan, we want any babies."
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, "Just try it"? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
This guy's worked for a while. Very interesting, very eclectic, and wow, he gets millions and millions of views every day on his videos on Twitter and more. At Jackson Hinkle, that's H-I-N-K-L-L-E, and he's an American conservative, which is, we're going to talk about this, interesting definition, and Marxist-Leninist political commentator and social media influencer. He hosts the political show The Dive with Jackson Hinkle. He's known for his advocacy of Make America Great Again communism. So he's very articulate, very smart guy, has a huge effect. But people ask, is he trolling people, saying conservative communist? There aren't many communists who'll come on the show. In November 2023, he's one of the most viral users on social media, predominantly X, with over 2 million followers, but banned from WhatsApp, YouTube, PayPal, and Twitch. Jackson received numerous journalistic awards for speaking truth to power on a show, as well as other programs such as Tucker Carlson Tonight, Timcast, IRL, Jimmy Dore Show, Piers Morgan, Uncensored, and more. So I wanted to talk about you and then your view of the world right now, but maybe you can square this up for me. How do you have a Trumpist, Make America Great Again, Marxist-Leninist view? Explain that to me.
Well, it's pretty simple, actually. You know, I've been a big fan of your show for years and years. And the MAGA movement, I think most people, there's a few people in the MAGA movement who are flirting with these globalist Nazi scum like Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis. But I think most of the MAGA movement understands that the resources, the land, and the means of production of the United States of America should be in the hands of the MAGA working class, okay? There's no reason why we should allow our oil, our gas, our nuclear, our land to be controlled by a few of these rich scum like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos and BlackRock and Vanguard, for example. And that's the whole idea is, we need to fight for this. My ancestors sailed here on the Mayflower. They fought in the American Revolution. They fought in World War II against the Nazis. And they're rolling in their graves right now, looking at what our country is doing, sending $260 billion to Ukrainian Nazis, $14 billion to these anti-human Malthusian terrorists in Israel. We need to fight to get our country back, or else we're going to have a feudal society for the end of time.
All right. Well, I've read Marx. I've read Engels. I've read Das Kapital. And you look at Klaus Schwab, he says he's going to bring Marxist-Leninism through, but with ultra-rich stakeholders in control. Are you saying have a collectivist view on the top and then it's actually distributed down to the people? But then, I mean, how would that actually be done? I mean, I get now we have a crony capitalist fascist model that's discrediting Americanism. So, I mean, it's great. You call it communism. The U.S. government paid settlers for 100-something years to go west and gave them, quote, free land, but they had to fight for it and keep it and, you know, produce it. I wouldn't call that communism, but a very interesting idea, if you had, like, some computer, but who programs it, to then, you know, distribute it down. But then how do you distribute it to people that are actually going to produce with it? Where does the free market operate in that plan?
Well, I think you've drawn up a really good point before in that the world is run by Trotskyists, and people kind of shrug when they hear that. They say, really, the world is controlled by communists? Well, kind of. They're controlled by Trotskyists, as you put it, and these are the most evil, sick human beings on the face of the planet. It's the Clintonites, it's the Bushites, it's the World Economic Forum, it's Klaus Schwab, it's everyone who stands opposed to the American working class.
Oh, let me interrupt. I'm going to shut up. We can have you back for 5 hours soon. But you're dead on. The modern leftist movement and the modern neocon movement hails to Trotsky. That is a fact. And Trotsky did not have the regular communist model. He had another model. So you're actually, that's true. So I'm impressed that these aren't just statements you're making. It's actually based in reality.
Exactly, exactly. We might have, you know, not everyone's going to agree 100% of the time, but we agree on that. We know who our enemy is. And what I think is so incredible about what China's done, you know, China's been able to mobilize their economy for the public good, but also increase production and the scale of manufacturing. In America, we have a degrowth ideology that reigns supreme.
Sure, but let's talk about, stop interrupting, but define a Trotskyite versus what you're saying, a Xi Jinping model.
Well, the Trotskyites, as you just put it, they want a feudal society where a few people control all of the resources and all of the wealth. What we need is what, you know, I don't want to be China. I want to value, I'm a Christian. I don't know if you're a Christian, but I value Christian values. And we need to recognize that our constitution must reign supreme. We need to bring back free speech right now because the Trotskyists have destroyed free speech by taking over big tech. But what China's been able to do is they're lifting people out of poverty. 840 million people in the past 40 years, they've lifted out of poverty.
So if you don't like Trotsky, are you saying you're more of a Stalinist?
100%. I'm an American Stalinist. 100%. Yeah.
All right, keep going.
Well, so China, I mean, I don't agree with all their censorship, but when you look at China, they've been able to push for peace globally, which is something that the American oligarchs are directly opposed to. They want war everywhere. And China's also looking to invest in their own country. As I said, they've lifted 840 million people out of poverty, and they're doing that by actually producing more oil, more gas. They're producing more nuclear, and they are rapidly, you know, industrializing their major cities and rural areas. Okay, America right now, as sad as it is the resources are controlled by the top, and they're not investing anything back in the working class. That's why our cities are crumbling. That's why we got 60,000 homeless veterans in our country. It's insane to me, but that's the stark reality. And I think that's why I love MAGA, because, again, Trump, he might not get everything right, but what the MAGA movement stands for is taking back the means of the production for the working class.
Well, yeah, the globalists are about taking control of production from the people to control us. But communism never really delivers. I mean, China's still centrally planned. How are you saying it's taking the means of production away from the elite?
Well, China is governed by the Communist Party, which has many different factions within it. They even have Jeffersonian Democrats in the Communist Party of China. But at the end of the day, Xi Jinping answers to the people of his nation. And if he failed to do that, he'd be kicked out of power. China is, yeah, they're a planned economy. That's why they're so successful. But America is a planned economy as well. And what people need to understand is a planned economy isn't a bad thing. The only thing that's bad about a planned economy is when you have it like in the United States or the EU or the UK, where they plan it for a handful of rich oligarchs to amass untold amounts of wealth while they, you know, censor and condemn the masses for not following their stated gender policies. Or, you know,
well, Mr. Henkel, you're definitely right. The state planning of BlackRock is to make us all poor and literally euthanize us. So, but just because BlackRock is this globalist fascist thing, then I don't then look at all the other choices. Stalinism.
What the other choice are? I mean, like, if you have an idea, we could put it forward and talk about it. But I think that, you know, really, people need to grow some balls and understand communism is the only answer for America right now, okay? Lenin said he was inspired by the American Revolution, and that's how he led his revolution. And I think we have a lot to learn from Stalin and from Xi Jinping. And, you know, even what Putin is doing today, I know he's not a communist, but he grew up in a communist era. He was a part of the intelligence community, the KGB, and he carries that with him throughout his life today.
Let us shift gears to geopolitics. Very interesting is all I can say.
Finally, after close to a year, in early November, where I'm cutting this ad, we finally got one of our flagship products back in stock, Ultra 12, the highest quality vitamin B12 organic. You take it under the tongue so you get better absorption of the body through your blood vessels. And what it does to every system in your body is simply incredible. It's the natural, clean energy, focus, immune system, everything. And it's 40% off exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. This has been rated as the best B12 in the country. It's available from a top lab that we private label it through at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taken sublingually, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Or you can call toll-free and order it as well, 888-253-3139. And Ultra 12 funds the InfoWar as well.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen right here on the Alex Jones Show.
So Jackson Hinkle's right. The modern political system is Trotskyite in America. They even admit that at Harvard and Chicago Business School. It's not a debate. Absolute power, absolute control. I would even call it communism, just Luciferianism. But I don't agree with communism being a model, because it always has state planning and creates the same thing. What we have today is not capitalism. It's just a piratical looting system that's at war with the people. So I don't disagree with what he's saying is wrong, but let's just do this. Tell us about yourself, because I've known about you for a while, but you've exploded. You're everywhere. You're reaching tens of millions probably a day now. And what's your political awakening? And then give us your view geopolitically about where the world is, President Trump, these prosecutions, just all of it.
Yeah, like I said, I've been a big fan of you for a while, and I'm so happy to be on your show. You're clearly, you know, the leading ally against the globalist deep state that I think every American should look to. When it comes to my trajectory, the U.S. and U.K.-funded dirty war in Syria is really what woke me up to the madness going on in the world. I mean, you had Jake Sullivan emailing Hillary Clinton saying Al-Qaeda is on our side in Syria. That's insane. They just wanted to take out Bashar al-Assad and steal his oil. And what I think is continued to unfold since that dirty war was really uncovered and what Israel and the United States and the UK were doing there is that the world is changing in a really beautiful way. The New World Order that Joe Biden claims to want to usher in is failing. The World Economic Forum is failing. Instead, what we're getting is a multipolar world where for the first time, the unipolar power that is the United States, that is Wall Street, that is the city of London, for example, is falling, and it's being challenged both in military and economic might and culturally, I might add, by countries like Russia and China. And now other nations like Iran, which just joined the BRICS grouping. So I'm hopeful for the future, but I'm very worried that our current leadership is going to fight them rather than seek to build peace and relations and you know, business rapport with the BRICS grouping. And that's going to end up having huge consequences for the American working class. We're going to lose the dollar. We're going to lose all of our
I want to hear that. I mean, I agree with you. So how will we get out of it? First, tell us about yourself.
Well, as you said earlier, I'm an anti-imperialist, Marxist-Leninist, and I'm a strong supporter of the MAGA movement. I stand with Russia, stand with America, stand with China, stand with all these nations and our people. And I think we need to fight the deep state. But when
so you're like a communist, nationalist, populist.
I guess, yeah, those labels do apply. I'm a strong patriot, 100%. Like I said, my ancestors sailed here on the Mayflower. I'm proud of it. I'm not one of these crazy lefties that wants to tear down statues or anything.
That's amazing.
Like that.
Who are you related on your maternal or paternal side or both?
On my father's side, I'm related to the individual who wrote the Mayflower Compact, and he was the religious leader on the Mayflower. So it's a long history, and I think we should be proud of what our country's done, and we shouldn't nuke it all. And we're allowing these neocon globalists to nuke our country right before our very eyes. So your question was, what do we need to do as an American population? Well, I think Trump is the only candidate right now who's actually working to build global peace. He met with Kim Jong-un. He loves Xi Jinping. He loves Putin. He had great relations with all these leaders. And that's why the globalist deep state, at the end of the day, really hated him.
Well, how do you expect, because you've been a big critic of Israel, definitely Israel's walked into a trap or knows they are. The West, the U.S. is funding this. Where do you see this attempt, or do you see it as an attempt to trigger a holy war?
I think that it's not so much an attempt to trigger a holy war. I think you can look at the geopolitical dimensions of this and recognize that the Arab states are worried about, economic interests on their end. They're worried about losing the normalization of Israeli ties. And when it comes to the Palestinians and Hamas, they just want Israel to be gone. And personally, I think if the U.S. stopped funding Israel, which I think we should, I don't think we should give a single penny to Israel. Israel would cease to exist if they didn't have the military backing of the United States and the taxpayer dollars flowing to the tune of billions of dollars. Israel would cease to exist. As for
let me say this. I don't agree with that statement. Israel has over 1,000 nuclear weapons. Fighter bombers, bombers, and nuclear equipped submarines, and they have the third largest IT facility in the world, and they got a bunch of smart people over there. If someone tries to make Israel not exist, they're going to take us to nuclear war. Just like Russia, whether you love Russia or hate it, we can't keep doing this to Russia. They've got the biggest nuclear force. So I'm just saying, Israel will cease to exist. Why are you saying that?
Well, I think you have to understand that Israel as a state truly only exists not because of the nukes that it holds. I think they're too cowardly to use nukes. But I think you also have to recognize that since this Al-Aqsa flood began.
You think the Zionists aren't ready to use nukes? You think Jews aren't ready to go to war? And I would like to say it's very dangerous that Israel has nuclear weapons. I would see them as one of the first groups of the Iranians to use it. They're completely in war mode, foaming at the mouth. I'm not attacking them. I mean, just, are you kidding me?
I think that if you look at Israel's military, they're an extremely casualty-averse military. And you have to understand that for a population that truly doesn't have any ties to the land, they're already fleeing in record numbers since October 7th. I mean, you've had a huge portion of the population.
Yeah, but that's just the wimps leaving. And I'll give it to Russia. They've lost hundreds of thousands of troops. They got flesh in the game, you know, skin in the game. But keep going.
If Israel so much as decides to go full on into Gaza City and continue with their invasion, right now they're on the flanks of Gaza City. They haven't fully gone in. They're going to be met probably with the second front by Hezbollah, probably by Iran. I mean, I don't think they're cowardly enough to stay out of it. And I just don't see them continuing to push this and push this. And if they do, it's going to be very bad for them. They don't like a lot of casualties. They always stop their wars after a few, you know, 2 months max.
Sure, they did that 2006 in Lebanon and 2007. But Netanyahu's cornered, though. So doesn't that make it more dangerous?
He's cornered geopolitically by other actors, yes, but he's also cornered domestically. The population of Israel doesn't support him, and that's not because of the Al-Aqsa flood. That was because of constitutional reforms he was trying to push through before this all began. And I think his days are numbered. I don't even know if he's going to last for the remainder of this war.
How do you see Ukraine ending? Do you think China moves into Taiwan?
I'd love it if China moved into Taiwan, but I think Ukraine is going to end however Putin wants it to end. I mean, I've said that since February 24, 2022. There's no way that Ukraine has any chance of winning this. They've lost probably 4 or 5 times more men than Russia has. Russia's gained about 88,000 square kilometers of Ukrainian territory, and they're going to keep pushing for however long they want.
You know, the big criticism of Elon Musk, he's doing a lot of good stuff now, is that he won't criticize China. And people always accuse me of being on somebody's payroll. My listeners pay me, and I say what I say, and they support me. But, man, if I sit back, and like, so you're a smart guy, good-looking guy, you know, everything else, and people would say, like, well, who does this guy work for? Like, I mean, have you been to China? Or, I mean, you say you want Taiwan to get invaded? South China Sea, that means we go to war with them? I mean,
There won't be a war. I mean, I've talked to Colonel Douglas McGregor, who was Trump's senior Pentagon advisor, and he painted the picture very clear for me. He said, you know, if China invades Taiwan and they don't try to do this through peaceful reunification, there's nothing that Taiwan or any of its proxies, including, you know, the U.S., which controls the Taiwanese government, can do. I mean, what, we're going to send a few of our Navy ships over there and then they're going
to. So why would you love to see Taiwan invaded?
Well, historically, I mean, Taiwan is China. I mean, that's how the U.S. government categorizes Taiwan at the very moment. I mean, the only reason why there's a sincere push for Taiwan to be an independent country is because deep state neocons like Mike Pompeo want to use it as a proxy to try and destroy China. Taiwan does most of their trade with China. They do a lot of Chinese manufacturing. It would be a huge blow to the Taiwanese population. And I've been to Taiwan, U.S. if I've been there. I've been to Russia, I've been to Taiwan.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
See this landslide.
Again, I got a 50 questions here for you, Jackson Hinkle, but you're talking to a couple million people right now. What's most on your radar right now? What do you want to impart to people?
I guess what I would like to impart to people listening right now is that there aren't many people that are willing to actually push for peace on the global front. Donald Trump is the only one. And, you know, there's this guy you should maybe interview him. His name is Haz al-Din of the Infrared Show. He's the guy that pioneered this MAGA communism theory. And the reason why we all support Donald Trump is because he's willing to actually go across the pond and meet with the official state baddies of the United States and seek peace with them. And what we need to do as Americans, you know, a lot of people say they're America first in the Republican movement. They say, well, I'm an America first Republican. Nikki Haley says she's America first. Ron DeSantis says he's America first. But look at what they're actually saying. They're going to dump out our tax base for Ukraine, a bunch of Nazi terrorists. They're going to dump out our taxes for Israel, these terrorists that are killing 10,000, 11,000 Gazans. You're not America first. You're just not. Maybe you're Israel first, but you're not America first. What we need to have in this movement is not just America first, but America only. I only want taxpayer dollars going to America. I want someone who's going to fight for peace for our people. Donald Trump is that guy, and that's why we need to support him.
Well, here's the problem. I'm against world government, the New World Order, and corporate governance. And BlackRock is mainly allied with Communist China. And so if the United States disengages internationally, it allows the Chi-Coms and others to now control this international umbrella that's transferred our money into it. So I don't want to get rid of world government. I want to get rid of corporate governance and stakeholder capitalism and bring back free market, laissez-faire, Teddy Roosevelt-type ideas. But go ahead.
I think that, you know, we all know the media lies. And if we know they lie about current events and what's going on right before our very eyes, we can all assume that they've lied 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times more about history. Okay. I mean, you have people claiming that George Soros is somehow allied with Communist China when he himself has stated that China's the greatest threat to his own society.
He said Xi Jinping is the new Hitler, but he loved Xi Jinping until 3 years ago.
I'm not aware of that. I just know that, you know, a couple years ago he put out.
Yeah, no, I got videos of him saying China and Xi Jinping's the model till Xi Jinping double crossed him. So I'm trying to explain to you. And Jackson, I can tell you're a smart guy, so I'm not talking down to you, but just don't talk down to us. Just because America's run by scum doesn't mean China is good or Russia is good. I mean, you obviously can grasp that, right?
I think Russia and China are very good. I think they've done good things. So I think the American people are great, but I think I personally, I mean, I have no qualms with Russia or China. They're not stealing our taxes and funding radical gender ideology.
No, definitely. They're not the ones raping us. I agree with that. I'm just saying throwing the baby out with the bathwater and saying communism is the answer. Let's talk about Bill Gates. Let's talk about Klaus Schwab. They, in their own writings, actually talk about a utopian communist system administered by them. So what do you make of Klaus Schwab saying China's the answer, China's the model? He's the head of the WEF. Do you agree with Klaus Schwab?
I think that Klaus Schwab stands diametrically opposed to what China's doing. Again, China is falling in the line of Stalin and Mao and you know, Lenin, really. When it comes to Klaus Schwab, he's a Trotskyist. He stands directly opposed to Xi Jinping and what their project is.
He praises Xi Jinping, but okay, you can say in actual action he probably is more Trotskyite.
One thing about that, you know, of course, Klaus Schwab understands that if he can try to curry favors from China and Xi Jinping, the most successful country in terms of economic standings, soon to be on the face of the earth, he's going to try to do whatever he can to try and win Xi Jinping over. But I don't think just because he's trying to curry favors from Xi Jinping means he agrees with him on everything.
What do you think of Bill Gates?
I think Bill Gates is a terrorist and he should be, you know, locked in some sort of a gulag or something. That guy is an anti-American, anti-human scum.
What do you think of the other? What do you think of the other Republican candidates?
Well, Vivek Ramaswamy is a very dangerous figure, in my opinion. I like what he says on a lot of subjects when it pertains to cultural issues. When it, you know, even some of his comments about Russia are okay, but you know, he says he acts like he runs the world. He rules the world. He said the way to answer this whole crisis in Ukraine is to tell Russia that they can take whatever portion of land that they want from Ukraine. They'll win the war, but Russia has to agree that they won't enter any sort of agreement, partnership, or collaboration with China. I mean, how is an American leader supposed to prevent a partnership that's already flourishing? I mean, I think that guy's very dangerous. He wants us to decouple from China. China helped us after the 2008 recession. China's done nothing bad to us. China's not stealing our taxes. It's Bill Gates and it's the World Economic Forum and it's these sorts of people that are buying up all our land and resources and hoarding them for their own
wealth. What's going to happen to the EU?
I'd be very happy if it collapsed, and I wouldn't be surprised if it does. I mean, you're already seeing the tethers begin to break. You're seeing countries like Hungary, who have just had too much with this insane Russophobic mindset from the EU. The EU is obviously, as we all know, withholding EU slush funds to Hungary that they paid into because Hungary won't adhere to their gender norms and their transgender ideology. So I think it would be great if we, you know,
Alexander Dugin talks about the Great Awakening versus the Great Reset, and it's clear that there is a Great Awakening happening in a lot of these right populist movements inside of Europe. I just pray that they're successful and they can take it to the end of the the touchdown line, the finish line.
Sure. Well, I'm not trying to attack you, Jackson Hinkle, but I've interviewed Dugin, and I've been on other shows with him, and you said earlier you don't know if I'm a Christian, but you're a listener. I am a extreme Christian. I'm a follower of Christ.
Well, I meant to say Orthodox Christian. I'm an Orthodox Christian. Right. I don't know if you're an Orthodox Christian.
Well, I'm just saying the Great Awakening belongs to the West. Dugin does not like the Atlantean model. I'm not an Atlantis. I'm an Atlantean. But I also think the West has things to offer. I don't actually want war with Russia. Dugin believes there's going to be a war between sea powers and the land power, and that Russia will come out on top. I actually don't want to have a supremacist view. I actually want to work with Russia. So you're here saying you want to unify all this, but you're mentioning intellectual leaders of this stuff. I'm actually bringing you up what they're saying. So do you think Russia's going to win the war against America? Because I don't stand for that. I stand for America and Russia working together.
Well, I mean, I've read a lot of Dugin's works, and especially his most recent works. He talks about how Trump is an inspiring figure, and how Trump should work to rebuild America, and he loves Trump and he loves the American people. So I don't know what you're referring to with that, but I think that Dugin is really interesting for a number of reasons. I mean, sure, he might theorize that Russia is going to defeat the United States, but I mean, can you disagree when you look at Joe Biden and what this country's doing?
If sure, and they just blew his daughter up and killed her, so the CIA definitely doesn't like him.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Dugin's a bad guy. He's a patriot for his country, and I think he's very intellectually honest, and I think overall he's an honorable man. I'm a nationalist, but I'm not a globalist, and I'm not an internationalist. But at the same time, I'm just tired of conflict with all these countries. And all I was bringing up is that he believes that Russia's in an existential struggle, and that America will be defeated. Well, America's already being defeated by globalists that have conquered us. So I don't think America is the globalist. I want to rid ourselves of them.
I agree with you. I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what he's saying is if America continues to chart down this path, Russia, they feel like they're trapped in a corner. They have no other option but to defeat the United States. But if you read, in his book, The Great Awakening versus The Great Reset, he talks about these inspiring populist movements that is the true Great Awakening that wants to rid our countries of this deep state globalist cabal.
I follow him some. I didn't even know he had a book called The Great Awakening. My new book is called The Great Awakening.
I know. Yeah, he's got a great book, Great Awakening versus The Great Reset. It's a great book.
Well, I'm going to read it. I've been trying to get him back on the show. I've been on some Russian TV with him. I've had him on once before, and I was just trying to promote peace with him, and he didn't seem to. He was like, no, the land power will defeat the Atlantean sea power, and that was basically it.
Yeah.
And,
he's a guy who's I changed my views in my life. I know he's a guy who's changed his views in his life, so I think it would be great. I personally would love it if you had another conversation.
I want him on. He's invited. Jackson Hinkle, stay there. I want to ask you where you think the war in the Middle East is going, where is it the Ukraine war is going, and more, because you're super viral and obviously a smart guy, and definitely get people thinking. We'll be right back with hour number three. Hour number four, actually. Wow.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.